Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, the active shooter crisis is the focus of a report by the NYPD Counterterrorism Bureau.
Unfortunately, it has become a topical issue over the last several years.
The NYPD has the lowest ratio of fatal police-involved shootings of any major police department in the nation.
And it's something that, you know, it's in your heart, it's in your soul.
1 year after the Haiti earthquake, police officers remember and are helping to reconstruct.
We visited quite a few number of places, including the tent cities or the internally displaced people camps, where the conditions are horrendous.
And
I became inspired to do something else besides just write about these problems, and I wanted to try to affect a more positive impact and become a police officer.
And at that moment, I realized, I was like, wow, police officers don't only save lives, they give life.
Some of the newest, finest, talk about their roads to joining the police department. I'm Jesse Peterman. It is a worst-case scenario, an enraged gunman opening fire on an unsuspecting crowd of people. It happened in Arizona at a community event by Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in January. And it happens all too often. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly.
The attempted assassination of Congresswoman Giffords, the killing of six other people, the wounding of so many others, while shocking, boils down to, unfortunately, a very familiar story. And that is handguns in the hands of the wrong people. Cases where individuals have gone into schools or commercial establishment or their former employment places and shot people. This is the manifestation, one of the manifestations of having too many guns abroad in our society.
Counterterrorism Chief James Waters.
The Counterterrorism Bureau has compiled recommendations for building security personnel based on an analysis of more than 200 cases of past active shooter incidents going back to 1966. Findings are drawn from incidents in the United States that resulted in one or more casualties, including the 2009 Fort Hood attack by Army psychiatrist Nadal Hassan, the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting, and the 1993 Long Island Railroad shooting. It found that active shooters are overwhelmingly male, with a median age of 34, younger in school shootings, and usually act alone with more than one weapon in 35% of cases analyzed.
The recommendations will be distributed to members of the NYPD SHIELD program, who are encouraged to examine their own security environments closely.
There's no set menu. You know, each active shooter incident, and we learn from each active shooter incident and formulate our best practices and recommendations. But there's no set menu that I could just lay out as a checklist, and then you just go down and check all those things. Each building has its own makeup. The security professionals have to assess what their building permits them to do.
The active shooter report is in addition to a report called Engineering Security, which the NYPD published in 2009 for building against terrorism from the ground up. The NYPD has thousands more officers than it did in the 1970s, and their firearms have the capacity to fire many more rounds than those used decades ago. But despite this, the department in 2010 experienced the fewest number of fatal police-involved shootings since 1971, the year to which reliable data on firearms discharges may be tracked. Police shot and killed 8 subjects last year compared to 93 in 1971. 16 were wounded last year, compared with 221 nearly 40 years ago. Commissioner Kelly said the findings were a tribute to police officers' training and restraint, as well as a reflection of a safer city. There are more than 400 New York City police officers who trace their heritage to Haiti. A dozen of them returned to the Caribbean country this year to help train and mentor the Haitian National Police. Sergeant Hervé Guiteau led the first team of the NYPD officers to travel to Haiti under arrangement with the U.S. Department of State in August. He and 5 other members of the service from various commands worked in the Haitian equivalent of the Detective Bureau for more than 6 months. The conditions were not always optimal.
When we first arrived to Haiti, we weren't quite sure where we were going to work. Everything there was destroyed, including all the records that they have. They lost all the computers.
The team were able to help their Haitian counterparts successfully solve kidnapping cases and left them with some lessons that they hope are still being practiced.
The police officers there are still functioning. They're working in tents. They are very professional, very dedicated, and for the little amount of resources that they have, they do quite a bit.
A second deployment of officers relieved Guiteau's team in December. Deputy Inspector Robert Lukash was part of the 80-member search and rescue team that went to Haiti days after the earthquake struck.
I remember when Kiki and his sister were down there and walking, into the back of that building and going all the way down and seeing the rubble that those poor two children were under, and to this day, thinking, how they survived in there for such a long time. When I got back to the base, I told everybody, that was a miracle.
1 year later, the memory remains with him.
Every time something comes on the news and Haiti's involved, whether I'm home or at work, I'm like, be quiet, I want to hear it, It's just, I think you develop a relationship with not only the community, but, that country itself, and you're concerned for it.
More than 1,100 men and women graduated the police academy in December, hailing from 50 different countries. Multiple generations of NYPD officers were among them. Valedictorian Dennis Maxim comes from a long line of police officers.
It was my great uncle, my grandfather's uncle. He was the first one in the family to join the New York City Police Department. My grandfather then followed in his footsteps, going through the academy. It's almost 50 years to the date that he joined, as I'm starting now.
Here are some of his classmates.
Hi, my name is Danny Shen, and I graduated from Baruch College. I was born and raised in New York City, and I speak fluent Cantonese.
Police officer Jenny Liz Sanchez, 22, is a Bronx native.
I was born and raised in the Bronx with a single parent, and it was Christmas Eve. We were waiting to be assigned to a shelter, and I was there along with my three brothers, and there was a police officer standing at the door. And he looked over at us, and he realized we didn't have any gifts. He'd kind of disappeared for a while. I didn't pay much attention to it. And after a short while, he came back with gifts. And at that moment, I realized, I was like, wow, police officers don't only save lives. They give life by, just introducing something as simple as a gift. That was the only gift I got, and along with my brothers, and that made me want to be someone like that.
Police officer Nathan Collins, age 32, graduated from Columbia University with a master's in journalism.
When I was studying at Columbia, I worked on a story initially about domestic violence and the result of a not-ending cycle of violence. And it was a case in Queens where a man ended up murdering his family. And after working on that story, I became inspired to do something else besides just write about these problems. And I wanted to try to affect a more positive impact and become a police officer.
If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.